ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Japanese for Everyday Life Lower Intermediate Series Lesson 8 Canceling Your Order in a Restaurant. Hi everyone, welcome back to JapanesePod101.com. This is Japanese for Everyday Life Lower Intermediate Series Lesson 8 Canceling Your Order in a Restaurant.
こんにちは、古橋香織です。
Hi everyone, 香織古橋 here.
And I'm Becky. In this lesson, you'll learn how to say that you've been waiting for a dessert you ordered a while agoAnd then cancel the order.
レストランでオーダーしたものがなかなか来ないとき、イライラしますよね。
Yes, it's frustrating when you can't get your order served for a long time.
例えば、ランチタイムで時間がないとき、最後のデザートが来ないときは困りますよね。そんなとき、なんて言いますか？
For example, when you don't have much time during your lunch break, and when you can't get your last dessert served, you might get frustrated. What would you say?
私なら、デザートがまだ来ないんですが、と言います。
Dessert has not come yet. Okay, let's listen to a model dialogue. Listen to the dialogue and participate when prompted by speaking aloud in Japanese. Use the patterns of Japanese you studied in the beginner level lessons. After you speak, you'll hear a model line of dialogue. Your answer doesn't need to be exactly the same, but do compare your response to the model line. In this lesson,You'll play the role of someone who's been waiting for dessert at a restaurant. Your goal is to tell this to a restaurant staff member and cancel your order. You ordered a dessert a while ago, and you're still waiting. Tell the restaurant staff that the dessert hasn't come yet.
デザートがまだ来ないんですか？
申し訳ございません。今確認いたします。お待たせして申し訳ありません。ただいま用意しておりますので、もう少々お待ちください。
She checked the status and told you that they were preparing it now and asked you to wait a moment more. You ask how long it will take.
あとどれくらいかかりますか？
10分ほどでお持ちいたします。
She said it should be ready in about 10 minutes. But you don't have much time, and tell them you want to cancel the order.
そうですか。あまり時間がないので、キャンセルしてもいいですか？
はい、かしこまりました。本当に申し訳ありませんでした。
Your cancellation was accepted, and she apologizes for this. In this situation, it's good manners to give a reason when you ask them if you can cancel your order. Here are some useful phrases to express reasons. The first phrase is
時間がない
I have no time.
時間がない時間がない
The next is
急いでいる
I'm in a hurry
急いでいる急いでいる
The next phrase is
もう行かなければならない
I have to go soon
もう
Soon or shortly It's often used together with a phrase meaning I have to do something as in I have to go soon
もう行かなければならない。
There are some variations for saying, I have to go soon, which are
もう出なければならない。
I have to leave soon.
出る。
To leave, in this case.
もう会社に戻らなければならない。
I have to go back to my company office soon. Office workers would use this expression because they need to be back at work by the end of their lunch break.
そうですね。もう一つ似た表現で、もう仕事に戻らなければならない、でもいいですね。
I have to go back to work now. The key expression in this lesson is the sentence meaning dessert hasn't come yet.
デザートがまだ来ないんですが。
The first part,
デザートがまだ来ない
means dessert hasn't come yet. Furuhashi sensei, can you explain why you use
んですが
at the end?
状況 situation を説明するときに文章の最後にんですを使います。
When you want to explain the situation, you use this sentence ending phrase.
んです。
And say,
デザートがまだ来ないんです。
Finally, you add the sentence ending particle
が
and say,
デザートがまだ来ないんですが。
Is this a complete sentence?
本当はデザートがまだ来ないんですが、どうしたんですか?と言いたいんです。
So, you really wanted to mean, the dessert has not come yet. What's wrong? And wanted to complain.
でも、デザートがまだ来ないんですが、どうしたんですか?は少し強い表現になってしまいます。
It sounds a little strong.
そこで、どうしたんですか?は言わないで、デザートがまだ来ないんですが、と言います。その方が丁寧になります。
So, you don't say the last part meaning, what's wrong?
どうしたんですか?
And just say,
デザートがまだ来ないんですが。
Then, it would sound more polite, because you can imply that you wanted to know what's wrong with the dessert, without saying it explicitly.
デザートがまだ来ないんですが。
Do you remember the expression you learned in lesson 7, telling station staff that you left your bag in the train?
電車にカバンを忘れてしまったのですが
The sentence ending phrase
のですが
is the same as the sentence ending phrase
んですが
as in
デザートがまだ来ないんですがんですが
is an informal and contracted form of
のですが
So, the structure is the same. Informal form of verb plus
んですが
Okay, let's practice.You ordered beer a while ago and have been waiting. You say?
ビールがまだ来ないんですが。
The beer hasn't come yet. That implies you're complaining that you've been waiting for a long time. Another key expression in this context is the question, Can I cancel it because I don't have time?
時間がないのでキャンセルしてもいいですか?
The first phrase meaning,I don't have time, is
時間がない
and add a conjunction indicating a reason
ので
Here is the clause to mean because I don't have time
時間がないので
The next clause meaning can I cancel it is
キャンセルしてもいいですか?てもいいですか?という表現はレッスン2で勉強しましたね。覚えていますか?
Do you remember the expression meaningWould it be okay to sit at that seat over there by the window?
あの窓側の席に座ってもいいですか?
The sentence structure of
てもいいですか?
is for asking if it would be okay to do something. So, the question, would it be okay to cancel it, is
キャンセルしてもいいですか? でも、キャンセルしてもいいですか? と聞く前に理由を言った方が丁寧ですね。
Right. It sounds more polite if you explain a reason. Say, because I don't have time, can I cancel it?
時間がないのでキャンセルしてもいいですか?
Now, you need to go back to your office soon and want to cancel it. What do you say?
もう会社に戻らなければならないのでキャンセルしてもいいですか?
Can I cancel it because I have to go back to my office soon? Now, try to participate in the dialogue using some alternative words you learned in this lesson. This time, you will play the role of a person who wants to cancel the dessert because you're in a hurry.
急いでいる。
Use as many of the expressions you learned in this lesson as possible. Let's get started.You ordered a coffee after the meal, and you're still waiting. Tell the restaurant staff that the coffee hasn't come yet.
コーヒーがまだ来ないんですか？
申し訳ございません。今確認いたします。お待たせして申し訳ありません。ただいま用意しておりますので、もう少々お待ちください。
She checked the status and told you that they were preparing it now and asked you to wait for a moment more. You ask how long it will take.
あとどれくらいかかりますか？
10分ほどでお持ちいたします。
She said it should be ready in about 10 minutes.But you're in a hurry, and tell them you want to cancel the order.
そうですか。急いでいるので、キャンセルしてもいいですか？
はい、かしこまりました。本当に申し訳ありませんでした。
Your cancellation was accepted, and she apologizes for this. How did you do?There are actually a large number of variations you can use in this situation. Make sure to look for them in the lesson notes.
Listeners, looking for a cheat sheet to memorizing Japanese vocabulary? Have you checked out our video vocab series?
These themed video lessons combine visual cues with the voices of native speakers.
Just another effective method of learning and retaining thousands of vocabulary words.
Go to JapanesePod101.com.
Click on the Video Lessons tab
and hit play.
It's that easy.
But don't take our word for it.
Try it for yourself at JapanesePod101.com.
Okay, that's all for this lesson.
今度、オーダーしたものがなかなか来なかったら、なんて言えばいいかわかりますね。このレッスンで習った表現を使って、お店の人に伝えてみてくださいね。
Right. It's very useful to learn how to say that you haven't had your order served yet. In the next lesson,You'll learn how to ask your neighbor to be more quiet at night.
それではまた。
See you all next time.
デザートがまだ来ないんですか？
申し訳ございません。今確認いたします。お待たせして申し訳ありません。ただいま用意しておりますので、もう少々お待ちください。
あとどれくらいかかりますか？
10分ほどでお持ちいたします。
そうですか。あまり時間がないので、キャンセルしてもいいですか？
はい、かしこまりました。本当に申し訳ありませんでした。